Here in this gospel reading, a scene. And there are many scenes that you have in the gospel. And you're going to see a scene here. And so you can imagine if this were a dramatic play. You have the curtain comes up, and there is a man sitting. It's a wilderness kind of area. It's pretty sparse there. There's nothing much. There's a rocky well. And a woman comes in from stage right, and she starts drawing water. She's a little startled at this guy just sitting there because he doesn't have anything to draw with. But she goes about her business. And suddenly you see him say something, or you hear him say something. "Give me a drink." And she's a little bit of a character. Probably, she goes, "Why do you want to ask me for a drink? You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan, and we're not interested in each other." But then Jesus goes on in this interaction with her. And his answers disarm her. He says, "You don't know who I am. But guess what? I know you." In fact, I know all about you. I know your sin. And I have something that you need." And so that's the scene. Who's this Jesus? She's trying to figure it out. And this is what Nicodemus was trying to figure out last week. Same kind of scene. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night in another stage kind of scene. Just two people. And he says, "Who are you?" And Jesus says in both places, "I am the way, the truth, the life. If you want to know truth, I'm the one you want to come to." And in fact, he talks about the Holy Spirit and water and life. He's got something that they don't have and that they see that they need. And in fact, the reading from the Old Testament that Ella read, he's talking about the water. And Paul the Apostle says that rock was Christ that gave them the water. And in fact, that rock followed them around. I never quite figured out how a rock would follow people around. It sounded kind of funny to me. You know, kind of, does it like hop its way through or something? But somehow, well, you know, of course he's being figurative. That rock was Christ. Because that's the thing that gave them the living water. And so who is this Jesus who knows her, who knows Nicodemus, who has this living water, who just happens to be the creator of the universe? Who is this Jesus? Now there's one other scene that we've also heard about. Another scene with two people. The curtain comes up, and Jesus is in the desert, and he is pretty skinny looking. You think I'm skinny? He was skinny. So he'd been fasting for 40 days. And someone comes in again from stage right. And it's an angel. It's not only an angel, it's the greatest angel, Lucifer or Satan. And he comes in and says, "Who are you?" But he's not seeking truth. He's seeking lies. He's saying, "Fall down and worship me." And Jesus' response is very consistent. It's the same response we're hearing. Worship God in spirit and in truth. He answers with Deuteronomy 6, the great Shema, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one, and you shall worship God alone, and him only shall you serve." And so now we, what about us? We're in Samaria. We're in a foreign land, and we're foreigners. And there are a lot of lies and deceptions. There's a lot of confusion around us because we don't know. We're in among a people that don't know the truth, that are deceived by lies, that worship in the wrong place and worship the wrong God. And we're among them. But we have that living water. That's Jesus Christ. We're fortunate. We have his word in confession. He knows our sins. And we say we're sorry for them. And we experience him saying, "I know. I know your sin. But that's okay. Because I have living water. In fact, I have living bread and wine. It's my own, and you receive me. In fact, I have the word, the living word of God, sharper than a two-edged sword. And I'm calling you to a land, to Jerusalem, to that place where you are going to see the Father and know him in spirit and truth." So let's walk this season of Lent. Let's walk through it remembering that we have Jesus Christ who's gone the way before us, who gives us his word, who calls us in spirit and in truth to life with him forever.